93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM, Tay and Jay Show, 415-359, call 217-359-2255. Oh, you got to be kidding me. Matt Painter might go to Missouri?
Yeah, we're talking about that. What do you think of that? It's kind of shocking that this is all come out.
Shocking.
We're also going to talk with Joe Rexroad of the Lansing State Journal in a couple minutes, giving us a recap of Michigan State disappointing season. Started this year number two overall and went out in the first round of the NCAA tournament. It took a fight to get to the NCAA tournament for that team after their early season struggles. We're also going to talk some Illini spring football, especially in the next hour.
I'm ready for football.
I am too.
I mean, I know I'm not ready for the season, let's say. I just renewed my tickets and everything, so I always get fired up kind of at this time because, listen, it's basketball overload for a long time, yes. And I love every flipping second of it. However, I always get ready for football. I love Illini football. I just love football in general. So, come on, NFL, get going. But let's talk Matt Painter.
Well, for once for football, there's some optimism
with Illinois. Exactly.
You know, they finally come off a bowl win. It's been since 1999 since that's happened. But yeah, Matt Painter.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like he's going to Missouri. I mean, I hear that this is pretty much a done deal that he's going. And look at Purdue. How big of a fail is that for Purdue? I mean, they had a chance here. They didn't reach out to Matt Painter. We've been hearing about this rumor for the last week or two. When we brought Steve Wolanczak from the Columbia Tribune, he talked about how Painter was a candidate last Wednesday. And Purdue didn't reach out to their coach and said, hey, we'd like to keep you until yesterday. Yesterday. Are you kidding me? If I'm Matt Painter, that just makes me think, well, they don't really love me here. And it sounds like the AD and he just don't see eye to eye.
I read that, and that's what scares me. And maybe that was the problem why they didn't reach out. Because, yes, now listen, I've got two things. I've got two thoughts to this. If I've got an employee that's excellent, and mm-hmm. I hear through the grapevine that possibly another employer is wanting them, now, listen, I'm going to at least approach them about that and say, look, you know you're valued here. You know I like you. You know your work is respected, et cetera, and I want you to stay here. But I'm just, look, it's Matt Painter's alma mater. I would hope that he would have the decency to not just say, you know what? You didn't even come talk to me. I'm out.
No, come on. I mean,
no, I can't stand that.
Matt Painter can have loyalty to Purdue. That's
sure.
His school. He's from Indiana. He went to Purdue, played for Purdue. But come on, you have to show some loyalty to him. I mean, you gave him a raise last year, but yeah, I mean, it sounds
like... you just said it.
No, you gave him an extension last year. He took a little less money than he probably deserved, which is probably not his fault. But the thing is, you didn't come out and reach out to him when all this stuff started going down.
Right.
And it sounds like this has been an issue that's looming for a long time. This is from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. It's believed the broader issue with how Purdue conducts its business is equally or more significant than money, this whole money issue.
Okay.
A notion alluded to by former Purdue coach and Painter mentor Gene Katie, an interview with the Indianapolis Star, which Katie goes on to say, quote, proactive means they gave him more money. This is Purdue.
Right.
But money's not keeping him from thinking about Missouri. It's about having the opportunity to win a national championship with the backing of everyone. He wants to know if an assistant coach needs a car, he can get it. If something needs to be done, they'll do it. So that doesn't have to do with worry about all the nickel and dime sort
Well,
of
see,
thing.
That right there makes me think that he and the AD do not get along.
Right.
And that is the underlying problem here. So,
well, and I know Illinois fans are kind of fed up with Ron Gunther.
Right.
I would be way more upset about the AD over at Purdue.
Well,
Matt Painter has taken this program to almost an elite level.
Yeah, and you're exactly right. And that's the thing. I mean, I don't know the ins and outs of that stuff. So I don't know that Paul Usk isn't getting a car to go and recruit or whatever. But
right.
But I still don't like this whole stuff. And you know this. I said this a week or so ago when this dealt with Mike Anderson and Missouri and all this. I don't like that. Look, Matt Painter, you just got an extension. You just got a raise. To me, that shows me as an employee that my boss does care about me. He does appreciate me. Now, again, I don't see the other things that are going on. And that's the thing that's probably I'm missing here, and that's probably where I'm missing.
I think the thing, though, last night for fun, I went on Purdue's message boards, and it was eerily similar to when we had the whole situation with Self. I mean, full-on meltdown mode. The one thing that's different, though, was immediately they were going after Burke, while when it happened with us, we seemed to shoulder a lot more on Bill Self.
Sure.
Hindsight being 2020, I think Burke's problem, much as it was with Gunther when that initially went on, was loyalty got in the way of this being a business. That's all it is. It's
a
business.
Good point.
And when you're talking about $700,000 more a year to secure your family and all of that involved, that alone is enough to make you turn your head. And the full backing in the university, it just sounds like Purdue is a few notches below Illinois, even on that level.
It sounds like they're being cheap right now. I mean, a guy's value changes when he wins his third Big Ten Coach of the Year. It changes.
Yeah, and that's a good point. I mean, that's a great point. But I still have thoughts to this, and I'll bring them up next. Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.
93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. Lante, Jeremy Warner, that's Mike Carpenter. This is the Tay and Jay Show. Every day, 3 to 6, Monday through Friday, we chat sports. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we've got Joe Rexroad on from the Lansing Journal. We're going to talk Michigan State basketball and how they did, recap it. I just looked at you and I'm like, Delvon Rowe's not a senior yet. He's the one guy on that team I feel like's been there forever.
How about Draymond Green? He's coming back.
Yeah, Green is good. Is he good enough to go? No.
Is he kind of a tweener? Like, yes. He's not quite tall enough, but he's big, and I don't know.
He's versatile.
He's very versatile.
You look at a guy like Glenn Davis.
He leads him in assists a lot.
Big Baby Davis is a little bit bigger than him, I think. But, I mean, if he can find a role on a good team, you never know.
I think Draymond Green might be one of the smarter players I watch in the Big Ten.
He's fun to watch.
He's smart. He rebounds with vigor. He can shoot. He can hit the open jumper. He usually averages 4 or 5 assists. I mean, he's a heck of a player.
You're a jealous Illini fan.
I am a jealous guy. I like him.
Because that's exactly what all you want.
So basically, we should put Draymond Green, Aaron Kraft. What else makes up the all-one
I should think of that. I should think of that one day.
Not Ryan Smith.
Not Ryan Smith. Okay. Although I'd take his cockiness and want to because that kid will just, that's what I'm talking about. I just hit a three. I know. Everybody does it.
Yeah, but he might have a different coach next year.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And can I give my thoughts on this?
Matt Painter to Missouri rumors. Yes.
Listen, I understand that, just because it's its alma mater, you can't just sit there and go, I'm not going to accept $700,000, blah, blah, blah. Oh, but listen, and I mean this. You just got a raise and you just got an extension last year. So don't give me the ho-hum, nobody loves me card. Obviously they do. You did your job. You've gotten, now, have you made it to a Final Four? No. Do you deserve $700,000 more? What's your team going to look like next year and 2 years down the road?
Somebody else is willing to pay him.
Well, right. Okay. And all I'm saying is, if I'm Purdue, I'm like, then go, Matt. Okay. Go. Because we gave you the extension. Well, and that's fine with me then.
Then who are they going to get to coach?
I don't know, but can
lead them to 130 wins in 6 years.
But listen, what's going forward there? Is Matt Painter, how many games is he going to win next year in the next two years?
My question is, Matt Painter hit his ceiling with Purdue.
That's kind of what I'm thinking.
I mean, how well can you do at Purdue? I mean, is Purdue that much of a better program than Missouri? Neither of them have been to the Elite Eight.
Right.
Neither have been in the Final Four. They've gotten to the Elite Eight. But, I mean, is this the highest ceiling? Is this the furthest that they can go? I mean, Gene Katie only took them to Elite Eight.
Exactly.
They've never gotten to a Final Four. I mean, since Glenn Davis or Glenn Robinson, I mean, they haven't been in an elite program. And Matt Painter's gotten them there. But, yeah, he loses a lot, obviously, this year. So is he taking them as far as he can go?
And that's kind of my point here is that, all right, okay, so you've taken these guys to the Elite Eight. You're now going to lose two studs, one an All-American, the other one, both of them all Big Ten players. So if you're Purdue, you're sitting there going, all right, if I'm in charge of an athletic budget and I'm the boss, you have to be accountable for that. If you're the AD, you have to be accountable for this stuff. So the point is, do I just blindly give Matt Painter another $700,000 when you know that he's hit his ceiling already?
You go out to these donors and your boosters and you say, hey, you want to keep this guy? Let's keep him. But it's been too late. I mean, he met with Missouri today, and you waited until yesterday to get a hold of him?
And I agree with that.
Come on.
And it sounds like that's some kind of an underlying issue.
It sounds like an AD Matt Painter issue, where they just haven't shown him the love that he deserves because he's won 3 Big Ten Coach of the Year awards in the last 4 years.
That's very impressive.
And, this is a rising star.
Yep.
And, yes, he's worth this raise because of what he's done there.
Okay.
And, yeah, Purdue doesn't have a lot coming back. I think they would be a middle-of-the-pack Big Ten team, but that's my question. Is Purdue as far as it can go?
That's just my fear.
Because you have Indiana in that, and I know Indiana's down.
Right.
But still, the Hoosiers draw way more than the Boilermakers.
Here's a letter that was sent out to the John Purdue Club members by Senior Associate Athletic Director Nancy Cross today. Here's a snippet from it. She says, personally, I've been overwhelmed with a number of emails pledging to join the John Purdue Club or increase support, all in the wake of this coming out with Matt Painter. This is the interesting part right here. She says, ironically, I believe we would not be in this situation had more than 11% of our current membership participated in the Mackey Challenge, and more than 150 of our nearly 9,000 members recruited at least one new member. More of the Big Ten television revenues could have been allocated for compensation for the coaching staff members, wow, and less toward the critical path Gee, of updating Mackey Arena. Basically, she roasted donors.
All the donors.
So, and she has a point there. I mean, money talks, and what did Roger say? Money talks, suckers walk. Well, yeah, this looks to be unfolding in the way of Missouri.
And Purdue looks like the suckers.
Yeah,
right now,
right,
because they're losing a great coach. Apparently, they came back with an offer of $2 million a year, but it was too little too late. I mean, you have to show these guys the love, and I know it's hard for us to understand because we're not in these situations. He just got a raise. He just got offered $1.3 million. But that's
exactly
the business. That's the business now.
So now because he's losing
he's
two guys.
Man that they're, well, Missouri's willing to pay him $1 million more a year.
Then you know what? If I'm Purdue, I'm saying then go. Then go, Matt.
Okay, then who's taking over your
program? I don't
know.
I'll worry about that next and not blow $1 million to have a team that finishes sixth in the Big Ten next year and maybe 2 years down the road still not battle for the top three in the Big Ten. You've lost Etuan Moore and Juwan Johnson. Purdue stepped up and said, we rewarded you because you brought these guys in. You got us these Big Tens. You Big Ten Coach of the Year three times. Here's your extension. Here's your $1.3 million. Now, because really you underachieved this year, I think, in the NCAA tournament, now we're going to give you $700,000 more. I'm sorry. I'm speaking from Purdue here.
But how well did he coach those guys up? I know we're talking about Juwan Johnson and Etuan Moore, like
very
great players, and they were great players, but he coached them up.
Big
I mean,
time.
These weren't huge recruits coming
and
up.
I
they
feel
were nice
bad.
Four-star recruits right. coming in, but he coached these teams up. I mean, Robbie Homo had a great career, and he did a great job bringing these guys along. So I'm disagreeing with you. I think you have to pay a guy whenever he gets in the market.
Where does this end?
It doesn't end. This is college sports. This is the big business
so
that is college sports.
So 10 years from now, the head coach of Purdue is going to be making $10 million a year.
No, but to
no
to
it,
your point,
saying, it will.
Josh Pastner just got a raise to $1.7 million a year.
At Memphis.
Right.
Lon, to your point, though, here's what I got to say about Painter, though.
Yep.
Because he did get the extension and the raise. Guess what? That's his own fault for negotiating a lower price and now
exactly.
being in this situation where he's getting the eighth most in the Big Ten. That's his
that's
own fault.
True. Well, that's good stuff, and this is what we like on the Tay and Jay Show. We can agree to disagree, and I think we all agree. I think Matt Painter should take the money.
Well,
he should go to Missouri.
Well,
I don't necessarily, though, as a guy that looks at a budget, let's say,
right.
I don't necessarily think that Matt Painter or that Purdue should just say, well, look, Matt, we're going to give you another $700,000 then just because of that.
Well, I mean, he signed a contract.
Right.
And if he goes to Missouri, there's going to be a buyout, but Missouri will take care of that.
Sure.
I mean, this is he's just playing the game.
Yep.
This is what college athletics is. It's a business. It's a business for these guys. And even though there's loyalty, I mean, this happens.
You're right. You're exactly right. All right, good stuff. We got Joe Rexroad on next, Michigan State. I'm going to take a breath.
All right. Let's collect ourselves.
We'll do that. TJ Show.
Do we need to hug each other here?
Let's
no,
give a five. We'll give like a fist five.
Bump,
yeah.
Right. We'll see that.
And we won't blow it up.
All right.
TJ Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.